such
welcome
a dream.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're
pass the buck over you,
ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Dr. Bryce Edwards, hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mikey.
How are you? I'm going to play you a piece of audio. I want to see see what you think of it.
Okay.
Jean Young.
So you're following me?
Yes, we've been trying to talk to you for 3 days.
Sorry, I have no comment.
We've been trying to talk to you for 3 days. We need to talk to you about your links with Chinese military intelligence.
Talk to my boss, okay?
No, we will talk to
my boss. Talk to my boss.
We'll talk to him.
Please.
What are your links with Chinese military intelligence?
I have nothing to hide, okay?
Well, if you have nothing to hide, then you should talk to us.
Talk to my boss.
Why are you trying to avoid us?
Talk to my boss.
I will talk to Mr. English.
Yes.
I plan to talk to him.
Yes, please.
But why won't you talk to us?
Please.
Why have you hidden it on your CV?
No.
No what?
I have nothing to hide, I said.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, then you should talk to us.
Please?
Why won't you talk to us?
Please.
I'm happy to just discuss this with you.
Please. Okay.
Two questions for you, Bryce. Do you know who that was?
Well, yes, I do. I don't know who the reporter was, but it was the National MP, Jian Yang.
There was Jian Yang, and he was, of course, he's been endorsed up there by the newsroom reporter, I think it was, and
yeah.
about concerns that it turns out that he worked for 5 years in a very prestigious Chinese elite spy school.
Yeah, this is just another shocking turn in the election campaign.
Johnny and I were just saying, I wanted to talk to you about the supposed rural and city divide that had been drummed up by National yesterday, but that's old news now. See you later. Right, next, please. We've got
look, it's fascinating stuff, and I hadn't heard that audio before, but you can just tell how much he doesn't want to talk about this.
It's a video, and you can actually see it. It's great work from the cameraman. He's the word, I think, is rattled.
Rattled, yes.
Rattled.
I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or not. I mean, all he has to do is front up and give his side of the story, but he did sound rattled, yes. It's hard to know if this is just a distraction or a meaningful scandal, but... and I can't help anyone wanting to follow this because it's so delicious. New Zealand MP that could be a spy.
New Zealand MP that could that purposely omitted the details of the work they did over a certain period from his CVs all the time he's in Australia and since he's been in New Zealand, and is basically the gateway to the Chinese community for the National Party.
Yeah, so, there are questions to be answered there, and it's not acceptable that he won't do so. But it's still a bit unclear whether this is, a bit of muckraking, because this is election, 9 days out.
It's muck week. It's muck week.
Yes, it's muck week. So you've got to wonder, who has planted the story, what the... what the motives are.
Well, it came from the newsroom journalists who are pretty quality, and they say that they sort of been following it up because they got information that the SIS were looking into him.
Yeah,
which is they don't look into people unless there's a genuine concern. Apparently they don't look into a sitting MP.
Yeah, but in the past the SIS have done all sorts of dodgy things, and I don't know if I'd be quite prepared to make them the arbiter of what's a good political scandal or not. But yes, you're right. It does seem to be a serious matter. But, in the past, we've always had this kind of reds under the beds, were you ever a communist? Were you, and there's also a heightened, fear about Chinese and Chinese investment and Chinese house buyers that just makes me a bit uneasy about this. The scandal that, maybe it is the opponents of National trying to sink their campaign through, which could be kind of dodgy means. But no doubt it is. There are questions to be answered. I'm just a bit uneasy about it until we know a few more facts.
I tell you what made me uneasy is I looked at the company who supposedly vetted him. I think it was the president.
Well, Underwood.
What a creepy website for a start. and they're like an independent advisory to the government is how they describe themselves.
Oh my God, okay.
Non-partisan. And yeah. But if you read their stuff and on their website, it's very interesting and very yeah. Very biased and very but then they've come out and said that that's not their job to vet MPs, so they haven't done it. As far as they're concerned, they never vetted him.
So, yeah, it is a very strange story, and I think people will be interested to know what the connection is between the National Party and the Chinese community and, of course, the Chinese government. And yeah. if there is an MP in their own ranks that is playing some sort of illegitimate role in all of this, then, yeah, that is a story. But, yeah, I am still a bit worried about this yellow peril sort of, you know,
of course.
That could be being ramped up. But, geez, it's a great story.
All right, then wallow with me further into the muck.
Yep.
And
yep.
Have you seen the Richard Preble story in the Herald this morning?
Well, I've seen the headline that the Jacinda typhoon or whatever he calls it is finished. Is that the one?
Yeah, I've been sort of looking at the Herald going, come on, when are you going to really thump it home? you've been so right wing up every other election. What's happened? And then this seems to be a bit of a brutal attack. A bit personal and a bit, and I mean Richard Preble, really care on that?
Well, yeah, he seems to have invented a life for himself as a political commentator after being,
Isn't it a bit like former Minister of Education Merv Wellington being a political commentator?
I guess so.
He's just sort of old.
Yeah, I think he has carved out a bit of a niche for himself of knowing what goes on the inside. But yes, there's no doubt that he comes from quite a right-wing attitude now. And so he's not the most, shall we say, neutral, objective, dispassionate, impartial, non-partisan commentary, is he, on Jacinda Ardern. But he is right, I guess, in the sense that the shine does seem to be coming off Jacinda Ardern, especially with some of these questions around what they're going to do with this tax working group, what they're going to do in terms of capital gains tax in particular, and that could be a source of why National's going up in the polls at the moment.
What do you think? What do you think of National's the cards that they're playing at the moment?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt that they're desperate, and you can understand that. They've had to, fight back against Richard Preble is calling this tidal wave,
yeah.
And they're having to throw anything about it at it. So, of course, Stephen Joyce, his allegations about the $12 million hole were just ludicrous, and he's not backing away from that. I guess he can't, because that would then become a big story in itself. But
then you got Paula Bennett's comments about fewer human rights for certain people. Then you got Simon O'Connor's absolutely incredulous statement about comparing Jacinda Ardern's pro-euthanasia stance, comparing that to standards of pro-suicide stance, which I can't believe he got away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's water under the bridge now as well. It's boom, boom, boom,
it
it's
is,
gone.
It does show how undisciplined National is at the moment. And this is what happens when political parties are on the back foot and they're flailing around trying to, find their place and get back in the game, and they make all sorts of mistakes. It happens time and time again. But they are getting some traction, I think, on some of these tax issues. And National is right to ask, if there are holes or, problems in the detail with an opposition's alternative budget.
The reason I ask about the are they playing the right cards, because they really are leaning on this tax thing as one of the bigger reasons not to vote Labor. But it leaves them open for people saying, well, what about the taxes that you guys increased without letting us know at all?
And
there's a list of about 8 of them or something like that. And that's what leads me to think, desperate,
Oh, they're desperate. I don't think they could deny that themselves, because we are looking at a change of government here as being quite likely. I don't know if you are a betting man, Mikey, but the Australian sports betting site is giving, making bets on who will be in government after the election, and their favourite is now for Labor. So they're paying, I think, about $1.70 for a Labor win, but $1.90 for a National win.
Wow!
So
wow.
There we have it.
What do you think about the reported large turnout of voters so early on in the piece.
Yeah.
That's quite. Is it encouraging, or is it? Do you think there'll be a massive drop off, or do you think that's just people? But people are so busy nowadays. Or what? You know.
I think there's two things going on. People are much more aware now that you can vote early. You don't need any excuse whatsoever. You can rock up to one of those polling booths and vote. Even if you're not enrolled, you can go there and enroll and then vote. So it's just so much easier, and more, there's more awareness that you can, so that's one thing. But I think that we are going to see a big increase in voter turnout at this election. Really, for the first time in a long, well, for decades, we'll have a significant increase, because there is so much interest in this election, because we've got the Jacinda Mania effect energising, getting people involved, and because it's close. People feel that when there's a close election, their vote does count, that there's, you know, they are making a difference when they vote. So, and there does seem to be a bit more mood of politicisation, and that's partly to do with this election, but it's also to do with Trump and Brexit and everything that's making people more interested in politics. So, yeah, I think we're going to see some sort of boost in people being involved in politics.
I mean, I bet you never thought you were going to be this busy in this election, eh?
No.
It's good, though, eh? It's good.
It's good. It's a bit overwhelming, keeping up with things. And I do kind of wake up each day thinking, I hope there's no big scandal today, because I'm just trying to catch up with yesterday's stuff. But, yeah, but it keeps on happening.
All right, so finally, the blatant muckraking from Gareth Morgan to try and shut down Winston. I'm of the opinion that maybe Winston might not... This is just out of loud. I mean, I could be wrong, but I can see a scenario where Winston's been talking about his own crap for so long that he hasn't mentioned enough policy, and he's only talking about his you know, below the lines or above the line sort of things or whatever. What are they called? What's he called?
Yeah, from line.
Yeah, yeah. And they're also unrealistic, pretty much, that people
There's
are...
only about 57 of them, yeah.
Yeah, and people don't know who's in New Zealand First. They don't know what it represents. And he might just drop off, you know?
Oh, drop below the 5%?
Wouldn't that be fascinating if that happens? Well, I'm not saying that top are going to get in there, but I'm just saying that it would be fascinating if it happens. And because he's lost a bit of oomph, is what I'm saying.
Okay, yep. He certainly has, because going into this election campaign, everyone, myself included, were saying that, you know, they are just going to go higher and higher in their support, and that Peters is going to be the easy, you know, kingmaker. But there are some doubts about that now. And but you have to always remember that at the moment he holds that Northland seat.
Ooh,
so even if they drop below 5%, you know, he's likely to retain that Northland seat. So, I wouldn't count him out. He's a survivor.
What freaked me out on the weekend, not the weekend, the other day, I went to my girlfriend's birthday. We went to the family trip to the zoo, and I saw this massive, massive, beautiful Galapagos tortoise. And it turned around and looked at me, and I went, Jesus, that's Winston Peters. Right there, boom, looking right at me. The same way that David Seymour from ACT looks like a smug dolphin.
There's probably a whole, I don't know, political science class to be taken to the zoo to find the politicians, absolutely.
Hey, Bryce, thank you so much for talking to us for so long this morning. And I may not speak to you before the election. If I don't, a very happy election to you.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Happy election to you and the listeners of BFM as well.
Thank you very much. I look forward to discussing the outcome with you, whatever happens. It's not that far away at all. It's like a week and a bit. Woo-hoo!
Yes, exactly. 9 days.
Thank you, Bryce.
Cheers, Mikey. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.